Good morning. It is Sarah with you for the Positive Chats podcast. Joining us today is Stephanie Davis with the Baseball League, the Miracle League. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here today with us. And if you don't mind, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I work with an organization called the Miracle League. And we're a charity-based membership organization, and what we do is provide the game of baseball to individuals with disabilities. And I've been a part of this organization now for almost 20 years, and it's just been a real blessing to be able to be a part of this organization to bring some fun and recreation to families that may never have had the opportunity to play a youth sport or on a team sport. And enjoy baseball, America's favorite pastime.
Awesome. And what were some of the things that kind of inspired you to help run this?
It was 2001, and I saw a special on HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel and Frank DeFord, and they were telling the story of a local community here in Georgia, which is a small community of Conyers, Georgia, and they were talking about a family that had established a league or a game involved for kids with special needs. So I saw that special, and I lived in Myrtle Beach at the time. I had just gotten through college and kind of getting out into the workforce, and saw the special and got a group of friends together, and we decided to pull this together and make a Miracle League happen in Myrtle Beach, which was the second established Miracle League in the country back in 2001. And from there, was able to share our love and support for other communities that wanted to do that as well. And so I joined efforts with the local family here in Conyers, and I'm now working with the national organization. And since then, we've established 325 Miracle Leagues in the country, a few international as well. And those communities now have leagues up and running, inclusive parks and different things that we've established over the years to be able to provide recreation and play for families and individuals with disabilities.
That's amazing. And how has your membership experience been for you and your family so far?
It's been great just to be able to be a small part of these families' lives and to be able to, you know, bear each other's burdens and to be able to network with them and to be able to help them in different ways. It goes way beyond baseball. What we have now seen is that these kids are being invited into the classrooms with other children. They're now sitting with other kids at lunch. They're being invited to birthday parties. So beyond the baseball, what our organization has done has really been inclusion for these communities and bringing these kids into relationships and friendships that may not have been established without the simple game of baseball. So it's been a real joy to be a part of that organization. Being my husband is self-employed and being part of working for a charity, that's where we got involved with Samaritan Ministries. And two different organizations, but similar kind of in sharing each other's burdens and supporting each other. Samaritan Ministries was able to be a healthcare sharing for my family personally because we did not have typical healthcare. We did at the time, but it just got so expensive. So my family was able to become a member of Samaritan Ministries, which now helps support us with healthcare for my family. And that's been a real blessing. And with Samaritan Ministries, it's been able to give me the opportunity to keep working my job with the charity to be able to help these other individuals in the country do what they do and love what they do with recreation.
Out of your 20 years that you've been there, has there been like a specific story or just an inspirational individual that you guys have met?
Oh gosh, thousands. But yes, every time we open a new field, there's a miracle that happens, or we hear a story that happens. But one of my favorites was an individual that was involved in the original field here in Conyers. And she started as an elementary age child. And Lauren had brittle bone disease, so her bones break very easily. She's also legally blind and has a few other disabilities as well. And as she grew older, she was not able to be able to walk. She was in a wheelchair because of her bone sensitivity. And over the years, she played baseball, you know, as a visually impaired and as, you know, her bones being able to break easily, things were really hard for her. Every, you know, thing that she did on a daily basis was really hard for her. I just remember she inspired us so much getting out there and playing and going to school and getting her education and the different things. And she graduated high school years ago, and she ended up going to college to be a teacher. And I'll never forget the day that she told us, somebody asked her, "What made you think, you know, being blind and being brittle bone disease, that you would ever be able to become a teacher and to be able to, you know, go to college and get this degree and be able to go back and give back teaching?" And the words that she said were really motivational and inspirational for all the work we put into it. But the words she shared was, "If I could play baseball growing up, I knew I could do anything." So that really meant a lot to us, and we knew what we were doing was meaning, you know, changing lives of these families and these kids.
Mm-hmm. And based on those years of membership with Samaritan Ministries, why would you say that people should consider the healthcare sharing ministries such as Samaritan Ministries?
Well, it's really great in a lot of ways. And some of the blessings came that we didn't even know, you know, when we got into this. But years ago, we did join the ministry. And again, we were just really tired of the stressful renewal and the cancellations and the premiums of traditional self-employed insurance. So we did hear about this. We joined. You know, we were really happy to be able to support other members directly with their medical needs. So instead of paying a premium to an insurance company, you actually share a third of that price at that point. And you share that directly with the family that needs it. And whatever their need may be, we receive a letter, tells us who we're sending our money to, what their need is. And what's great about that is you can also share, you know, you can pray for that family, you can share inspirational encouragement, you can lots of other things, including the medical, you know, needs. So that was great for me, knowing that our money was going directly to that need. a few years ago, we actually had to use it for the first time. My son was in a horrible bike accident, and he suffered a concussion and broken collarbone and some nerve damage. He had, you know, a long recovery and therapy and different things, but between the life flight and the week in the trauma unit and then 8 weeks of therapy, Samaritan Ministries stood beside us through the entire process. From day one, calling us and praying for us and then sharing our needs and getting inspirational, you know, encouragement and prayers from people all over the country. They would call and negotiate bills with our, you know, medical bills directly to help us bring those prices down to be able to reach those needs. And, you know, just, again, the encouragement and the praying got us through those 8 weeks. And I can't imagine going through that accident without this network of Christians, you know, bearing each other's burdens. So it's been a huge blessing for our family. We were a part of it for many, many years, being able to share with others. And then, you know, turned out we were on the other side where they were able to share with us and get us through. And thankfully, my son is fully recovered now and back to his teenage self. And but we just, looking back, we would have never got that experience with traditional insurance. And I don't really, you know we would be where we are today without them.
Wow. So it's really not just about the healthcare and sharing that, but it's actually, it's a community of people coming together and building each other up. That's awesome.
Yeah. And what was great too, is people reached out to us that had similar incidents, and they were able to, you know, share their process and what they did. And another thing about it is there's no network restrictions. So we were able to go to whatever hospitals, doctors that we wanted to go to, pharmacists. So we were able to get the best care possible for him and know, you know, that we didn't have to worry about those bills coming in, and they were going to help us with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for all of our listeners who are tuning in, we are actually right now speaking with Stephanie Davis of the Miracle League. And Stephanie, if there are listeners who are being encouraged right now and would like to get on board, what are some of the ways that they could sign up, that they could join? What are some of the steps that they would need to take?
Sure. If you're looking for an alternative to your health care, I really ask that you visit SamaritanMinistries.org and check out what they do. And it's been a real blessing to me. I know looking into it, it was scary to change and to quit traditional insurance. But after hearing from some friends that did it and then going through the website and seeing the success, I highly recommend anybody that's looking into trying to lower that bill and receive the care, the additional care that comes along with it, the healthcare sharing ministries, please visit SamaritanMinistries.org. And to get involved with the Miracle League, if you would like to play, volunteer, or be a partner of the Miracle League, you can go to MiracleLeague.com and you can find a local league in your area. You can start a league. You can be a buddy. You can volunteer, any of those things with our baseball league, which does include all individuals of all abilities. And we would love to have anyone out there that doesn't know about it, check us out and get involved.
And you were even telling us a little bit, you know, how you were a part of the membership experience before actually helping and being motivated to establish the Miracle League. What was some of the transitional things you might have gone through and just what kind of helped motivate you to change that position?
I think most of it was just, you know, the stress of what we had done and been through over the years, being self-employed and traditional insurance. So it was really just, you know, I think it was a God thing where somebody placed somebody with us at the right time in the right place. And it was something that we had definitely needed. And, you know, just the connection with Miracle League, me growing up playing sports and just having a love and, you know, desire for individuals with disabilities, the two just really came hand in hand for me. Being able to share my faith, not just with my family, but with work and with my healthcare and every aspect of my personal life, the two just came hand in hand, and it was a real blessing to be able to work with both of them.
Awesome. And what type of future goals do you kind of foresee for the league and for the membership? I know you mentioned you had about 325 leagues. Are there other communities that you would like to see reached?
Yes. So we received hundreds of emails a week of individuals looking to either play, donate, or build a Miracle League in their own community. So our ultimate goal is that if there is a youth baseball program in your community, that ultimately one day there would be a Miracle League so that these kids aren't having to travel outside their city or county to participate. So ultimately, you know, our goal is to have thousands of Miracle Leagues. And again, if your community has a youth baseball program for mainstream children, then we would love the opportunity to be able to bring a Miracle League there so that these families are playing alongside their siblings and alongside their friends and family, neighbors, and you know, people they go to church with. Because right now we have kids that are commuting up to 60 to 90 miles to participate in our league. And that takes a lot of effort and a lot of resources to be able to do that. So our ultimate goal is that kids would be playing in their own community.
Wow. And how else can we, I know you touched on this a little bit, but how else can we continue to follow this ministry and support it, whether it's from social media, signing up for newsletters, or even giving supports?
Yeah, that would be great. You can check us out on Facebook is where we post the majority of our news and share the leagues across the country. And, again, MiracleLeague.com has a connection to me personally, Stephanie@MiracleLeague.com. You can go on there and you can link onto our Facebook as well. And then, again, for the healthcare sharing, it would be SamaritanMinistries.org. And you can check out everything on there, testimonials. Feel free to email me for my personal experience with Samaritan Ministries. I'd love to share that with anyone out there that's considering it. I know it's two different organizations, and but I'd love to give, you know, information on both, or, you know, either or, just to be able to share my experience over the last 20 years. So we just want to share it and bless others with it as much as we've been blessed.
And is there anything else that you'd just like to add or touch on?
Nope. I just think, you know, we would love for anybody to get involved. If you know of anybody who does have a special need or a disability, please share the Miracle League with them. And again, if you know anybody or yourself that is interested in the healthcare sharing ministry, please check it out. And again, feel free to reach out to me for a personal reference.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us today and sharing just this amazing ministry and how we can get involved and just support you guys as well, just from the sidelines.
Thank you so much. We're spreading our mission because that's really how more people are affected, and the more people that tell our story, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.